The United States Postal Service is struggling to stay in business, and one of the ways it's trying to make money is to sell off properties. More than 600 buildings so far have been targeted for disposal, including, maybe, the main post office in downtown Berkeley. Altogether, the properties have a projected value of more than $2 billion. The sales could pay off in raising short-term capital, but the long-term consequences bother many people, including Gray Brecken. He's a visiting scholar at UC Berkeley, and he's founder and scholar for the Living New Deal Project. It looks at the public works built in an effort to help lift the country out of the Great Depression. I sat down with Brecken to discuss the significance of the post office properties.
What we've forgotten is that these buildings are unique to the United States. They are in every small town. They're often the finest buildings in many small towns, and they're palaces in our major cities. And there's a reason for that. And it's basically because these buildings represented the federal presence all across the United States. That's why so many of them have artworks in them, public artworks that were designed specifically for those spaces. This was for the first time an opportunity for Americans to see themselves reflected back to themselves, their legends, their history, their landscapes, but above all, the work that they did. So the idea is to uplift the American public by creating noble surroundings. We've forgotten that.
So now this historic building in Berkeley, which has been the central post office in the city, is being considered for sale. What exactly is happening with the post office in Berkeley?
Okay, well, several months ago, the U.S. Postal Service announced that it was going to sell Berkeley's downtown post office, a building which is nearly 100 years old. It is, by all measures, a beautiful building modeled after a famous Renaissance building in Florence by Brunelleschi. And it's been a center of community for nearly a century. And they're now going to sell it and then move to another space, which they don't own, presumably somewhere in the downtown. This makes no sense, actually, to give up a building that you own to move into space that you don't own, unless you are the real estate company that's brokering the sale. And that company is CBRE, which is owned and operated by Richard C. Blum, Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband.
Well, it's quite well publicized that the Postal Service is in real dire economic straits. So for them to be able to make quick cash in any way might be really helpful for their sustainability. I mean, they're already canceling Saturday service for regular mail. So in this way, if they have a beautiful building, perhaps they can make a lot of money right away and shore up their finances.
The Postal Service actually has a portfolio of real estate, which was paid for by my parents and grandparents, that's estimated to be worth $105 billion.
So, including the downtown Berkeley Post Office.
Including the downtown Post Office. And it's represented by buildings and property all over the United States. Now, the artworks in our post offices are literally priceless.
Which are often permanent because they've been painted into them or created within the buildings themselves.
Yes. Most of the artworks in the post offices are murals, but there's also a lot of sculpture as well, too.
Do you know what Blum and his company plan to do with the post office if the sale goes through?
Blum will do nothing, or I should say Richard Blum's company, CBRE, will do nothing with the building themselves. They're simply the brokers. Now, they have really a privileged position because they not only broker the sales of our buildings, but they advise the Postal Service on which ones to sell. So it's not surprising that the first ones going on the market are in some of the most upscale towns and cities in the country.
Which also might be some of the most valuable.
A very valuable property in Palo Alto, La Jolla, and Burlingame and other cities. But they also apparently lease out the space back to the Postal Service, which it doesn't own. So this makes no sense, actually, except in the short term, to liquidate your properties and then lease on long term properties that you don't own in other parts